Hare mushva v'yomeid olav mihasinai. That you have your mushva v'yomeid means there's a mitzvah for you to do this min hashamayim. That's Lashon usually mushva v'yomeid means you're already sworn and standing mihasinai. Means the Torah told you to do it. So it's a shayla how you go here. Pashat Gemara means to say that since there's a mitzvah for you to drink the wine, so then the yis and the zirus can't stop you. But so he says that can't be the pshat. As like we know, that there's a mitzvah to make kiddush midiraisa, midiraisi yaitse kiddush just with dibur alone. That we have to drink wine is only a smachta b'yalma. It's only midiravonin. There's no chiv midiraisa to drink wine. There's one shrit that it says you have to make kiddush al hayayin, that could be midiraisa. You have to hold a cup of wine. But to drink the wine, that's for sure only midiravonin. So what does our Gemara say now? There's a mitzvah to drink wine midiraisa. Well, Torah learns that's good for the Gemara means to ask. What are you telling me now you need a chiddush? That there's a case that there's a mitzvah for you to drink wine. And you need a chiddush now that Nazirus is chal to tell you to stop drinking it. Where's there a case that there's a mitzvah? If you want to tell me chiddush for Avdolah, that Torah said there's a kasha. Hare mushra b'yom ha'asinayu. Is it true? Is there a chiv midiraisa to drink wine? Midiraisa there's no mitzvah to drink wine, even by chiddush for Avdolah. There's only a mitzvah to make chiddush. But to drink the wine, that's only midirabonin. So if there's no mitzvah midiraisa ever to drink wine, what do I need a new pasuk by Nazirus that is chal on a dvar mitzvah? Like pshita it's chal, why not? Skorin says the chiddush is like this. Elo ki hodi yom harov, like Rav said. Shavua she'eshte. If somebody first makes a shavua that he's going to drink wine today. So Mele has the mitzvah now to drink wine today. Because he swore he's going to drink wine. And if he doesn't drink wine today, he's over in Issa Shua. So it's like you have a mitzvah now to drink wine today. And right away, the next minute, he goes and says, I'm going to call upon myself to be a Nazir. So now what should he do now? He's stuck. He has a Shavua mitzvah to drink wine today. And he just makabal upon himself. Nazirus is not allowed to drink wine today. He's stuck. What should he do? So that's behind this pasuk is asking Nazirus, Chayal al Shavua. That's what Rav Shimon does with this pasuk. That Rav Shimon uses this pasuk in such a case like this to tell me that even though you have a mitzvah to drink the wine, because you made a shavua to drink the wine, still, when you makabel upon yourself to be a nazir, the mitzvah of nazirus is so strong, that's chal, and mainly now you're not allowed to drink the wine. You don't have to listen to your shavua. You're like, you're an honest, you're potter, but the din is you're not supposed to drink wine. That's the chiddush. The asin nazirus chal al shavua. That's what Rav Shimon does with this pasuk. So again, why doesn't the Rabbanan also use the pasuk for the same way? According to the Rabbanan also, why do they say the word yayin b'sheich was extra? They should have said the yayin b'sheich is not extra. It's coming to teach us in such a case. If you made a shavua to drink wine today, and then the next minute you makabel upon yourself in the zirus, that the pasuk is telling us you're not allowed to drink wine today. Just don't drink it. So maybe that's what the pasuk means. The Gemara says like this. In Cain, if that's what the pasuk meant to teach us, Lema kroa miyayin. The pasuk just should have said, miyayin, you can't drink wine. Mai v'shecher, what does it say two things for? Miyayin v'shecher yazir, keep yourself back from wine and from all type of wine. What do I need these two pasukim for? Is shamat mino tati. It says two words here to teach us both chidushim. According to Rabbanin, one word is to teach us that if you mekabel nazirus even from one prat, from one mitzvah, it's a kabbalah on all the din of nazirus. And the second word is to teach us that even though you have a mitzvah to drink wine today, you made a shavu in the morning, you're going to drink wine today, but if now you mekabel nazirus, it's us of you to drink wine. So Rabbanin said, learn out both these two halachas from the same pasuk, miyayin v'shecha. For the Gemara of Rav Shimon, and so the Rabbanan are right, like still it's an extra word. It was just for this drasha, just should have said the word yayin. How come it says the word shecher also? So Reb Shimon, hayna taima d'chsiv shecher. You know why it says the word shecher here? Because Reb Shimon holds the word miyayin to teach us only that nazirus is chal even on a mitzvah. And if you only mekabel wine, nothing doing. According to Reb Shimon, you have to be mekabel the all the halachas of nazirus. So why does the Torah say the word shecher? That's extra teaches like this. La lufa shecher shecher lemigdish. to learn out Gzeirah Shavah, the word Sheikha, like it says by the Pasha of going into the Beis Hamikdash. It says over there in Vayikra Yud, says over there, Yayin v'sheicher al tesht, ato vincha, that a kohen is not allowed to drink wine before he does the avodah. So it says, Yayin v'sheicher al tesht, he can't drink wine and sheicher. Ato vincha, now, itcha, with you. Now, so what is, Shalom, what does the word sheicher mean? What exactly is it also for kohen to drink before he goes into the Beis Hamikdash? So we learn that now from the Zirus. Ma gabi nozir. Yain udlisasur, just like by Nazir, when the word says Yain v'sheicher, sheicher does not mean anything that makes you shikir. Does not mean liquor, it does not mean other things. It only means wine. A Nazir is only yosef to drink wine. It is af avulshar mashkin loy, but other strong drinks. It is mutter for Nazir to drink. A Nazir could drink schnapps. It is af gabe migdash. The same thing that is an iser for a kohen before he goes into the Beis Hamikdash to drink wine. You should know nami yain udlisasur. It's only yosef for kohen to drink wine. Avosham mashkin amishtakrin loy, but other strong drinks, even though they can make you shikar, there's no iser for kohen to drink it before he goes in. That's why Rav Shimon uses the word sheicher. The extra word sheicher here by nazir is to teach us to learn out what sheicher says by migdash. Just like here by Nozer, Pshita, it only means wine and not any strong drink. The same thing, the Yisra for Kayin to go do the Avodah. If he drinks, the Yisra is only drinking wine and not other strong drinks. And this thing more says, Taka, Ulafukim and Rabbi Yehuda. This is not like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Titania will learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ochal Dvela Kilis. If somebody eats dates that comes from Kilo, this city, that's a very strong date. And if you eat it, it can make you shikha. Or else, v'shosho dvash v'cholav, if somebody drinks honey, or he drinks milk, that could also make you shikha. V'nichnas l'migdish, and he goes into the Beis Hamikdash, chayiv, it's like a chayiv. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, when the Pasuk says sheicher, it means any strong drink, anything that can make you shikha, takes your mind off, you can't eat that or drink that before you go to the Beis Hamikdash. That's Rabbi Yehuda shita. So according to Rabbi Shimon, though, he's saying not like Rabbi Yehuda. What? Ivoyisem, no, Terence is like this, I'll tell you. Ivoyisem, no, Reb Shimon, Lesle, Issa, Chalalissa. Reb Shimon, the Chla does not hold from the whole Yisrael of Issa, Chalalissa. Reb Shimon doesn't hold. Now, usually Reb Shimon doesn't know from Issa, Chalalissa. So, therefore, without this postic, I would have thought to say that if you have, to change around a little bit now, that if you have a Shavuah, you're not going to drink wine today. And then you become a Nazir. And let's say then the person drank wine. So the Shaila, how many Yisurim is he over? First he made a Shavuah in the morning not to drink wine today. And then he became a Nazir today. So if he drinks wine, now Luchur is over two Yisurim. That's only if you hold one Issa could be Chal on another Issa. But since Rav Shimon all over holds that he is the Lesla Issa Chal Issa, he does not hold when you have one Issa, you can't have a second Issa. The Tanya would learn like this. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ho'ichol Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim. If somebody eats a Nevela, that's treif, you can't eat it on Yom Kippur. So it's asatita because it's a Nevela. So the old day is the Chalissa, if you eat it on Yom Kippur, you're not chayif for Yom Kippur. Because since the Yisra Nevela is here first, when it comes Yom Kippur can't be chal on the Nevela. So that's what Shimon Shita's potter. So therefore, the address speaks out that the Chiddush of Shimon is over here by Naziris, though, that's what we have the extra pasuk for. The extra pasuk that teaches here is that Issa Chal Issa by Naziris, that if you made a Shavuah not to drink wine, and then you became a Nazir, here Rav Shimon agrees that if now you're going to drink wine, you're going to be Chayef for two Yisurim. You're going to be Chayef because you made the Shavuah first not to drink wine, and secondly because you became a Nazir, that's this extra pasuk that by Naziris we said Yisur is Chal al Yisurim. For the moral of Rabbanan Nami now, well, good, that's the machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanan. But I call upon him, the Rabbanan Nami Yoksiv, Mikol HaShoyasim Egefen HaYayin. How could the Rabbanan say if you mekabel just one halach of Naziris, you automatically a complete Nazir? I have Shimon says, the Pasuk says, Mikol HaShoyasim Egefen HaYayin. Mashma Kabbalah's Naziris has to mean you mekabel all the halachas of Naziris. You're not going to drink anything that comes out of the grapes. So you see, you have to mekabel everything. So how could the Rabbanim say you mekabel only one halacha, you're also a nazir? I'm a loch Rabbanim. Rabbanim answered like this. Hosom limud al yisurei nazir. That's a different limud altogether. It's coming to teach us that the yisurim of nazir shem start from zem zeh. That normally we say you only get malchus if yida kezayis, let's say. So what's going to be if yida half a kezayis of grapes and half a kezayis of the shells and half a kezayis of the pits? Do you put all three together or not? That's the pasuk over there. Shem start from zem zeh. Or else if you drink a little bit wine and you eat a little bit grapes, if together you have the shear, you'll be chayiv. That's what the pasuk means, mikol asher yasam egefen. It's not talking about hilchas kabolas naziris. It's talking about after you makabol naziris. Then you go to eat the surim, you don't have to eat a complete shear of any one of them. If you eat a half and a half of two, and together you have a whole shear, that's also your chayiv. That's called limar al yisurei nazir shem tzar from zem zeh. Rav Shimon, what about Rav Shimon? Less late tirif, like he doesn't use this pasuk for tirif. He uses the pasuk to say when you mekabel naziris, you have to mekabel everything. So why doesn't he use the pasuk for tirif? Teres says he does not hold from tirif. For Rav Shimon, less late tirif. The Tanya we learned, Rav Shimon Aimer, kol shul amalkus. Anytime there's an issa, you don't have to eat the kezias of the issa. Any little bit of the issa eat, you get malkus. So Melo Nazir also, any little bit that he eats or drinks, he automatically gets Malkus. Either the klal of Kezias in the Torah, we have Shimon Shitter is, Lo Yomru Kezias El Linya Korvin. That that certainly Surim have a Chiyat Korvin, to have to bring a Korvin, that's only if you ate a Kezias, worth of the Issa. But the Hilchas Malkus, if you overlap by eating something, according to Rabbi Shimon, any little bit that you eat, for that alone you could get Malkus. So Mishnah Baita. Somebody says, Hareini Kishimshin, I want to become a Nazir like Shimshin was. And he explains himself, Keben Manoyach, Shimshin the son of Manoyach. And Kebal Delilah, he was the husband of Delilah. And he also says, Kemi Shakra Dalsas Aza, like the person that picked up the gates, the doorpost by Aza. And also, Kemi Shanekra Plishtim Asainov, like Shimshin that the Plishtim pulled out his eyes, his Hareza Nazir Shimshin. He becomes a Nazir Shimshin. Mishnah tomorrow night we'll see the next Mishnah that explains what's special about Nazir Shimshin. A person says like this, he's mekabel upon himself to be a Nazir like Shimshin was. So for the Gemara, normally the mystic called Halin. What do you have to say such a long Megillah here? Guy just should have said, Hareya like a Shimshin, you mean to be the special Nazir like Shimshin. What do you have to say all these things? Tomorrow says, no Tzricha. To mean the Kabbalah's Nazir Shimshin, you have to say all these things. The Yomareni Kishimshin, the person would stamp say, want to be like another Shimshin, have a mina Shimshin Achrina. Maybe just meant like his friend Shimshin at the Nazir, but maybe he means a complete Naziris. Kamash Mulan Kiben Manoich. He has to say, I want to be like Shimshin, the son of Manoich. Now, we would have just said this, Vitana Kiben Manoich, have a mina Iko de Miskari Hachi. Maybe again he has a friend that's called Shimshin Ben Manoich. So just means to say, I want to be a regular Naz like my friend is. Kamashman, I have to tell me, Kabal Delilah, yes, they also like the husband of Delilah, or else, Ukemi Shenekra Plishtim Asainov, or else I mean to be like Shimshin, the one that the Plishtim pulled out of his eyes. So then for sure you mean to say you want to be like the special Naziris, like we'll see in the next Mishnah that Shimshin had, Senechlami, then you have the special Naziris of Shimshin. Alright, let's stop here. The old Navdalar Amar Aleph, it's about a Mishnah. So Mishnah is now, the next Mishnah we spoke about was there such a thing as a Naziris Shimshin. Somebody says, Hareini Kishimshin, Keben Menoyach and Kabal Delilah, he has a new din to become a Nazir like Shimshin was. So now the next Mishnah explains, Ma Ben Nazir Oilom, Le Nazir Shimshin, what's the difference if somebody becomes a Nazir Loilom? That means for the rest of his life, he's mekabel upon himself, he wants to be a Nazir. So Gemara is going to explain who's talking about a Nazir Olam. So Gemara will explain. But there's such a thing that a person can accept upon himself to be a Nazir for the rest of his life. Even though usually, Stam Naziris is Lamed Yom, 30 days. That will be the next Mishnah. But there's such a thing, you mekabel, to be a Nazir Olam. So what's the difference if somebody accepted upon himself to be a nozer for Olam, or else la nozer Shimshin, to be a nozer like Shimshin, because really Shimshin was also a nozer all his life. Even before he was born, the Malach said he should be a nozer. So Shimshin was also a nozer all his lifetime, so what's the difference if you're mekabel to be a nozer Shimshin or to be a nozer Olam? So Mishnah says, nozer Olam, if you mekabel upon yourself to be a nozer for the rest of your life, it depends. Hichbit saroi meka batar. Whenever your hair grows so long that it bothers you, it's like heavy. Hichbit means your hair becomes heavy, is meka batar. Then you're allowed to cut it off. But not a complete haircut, but meka batar means you could use a razor to take off some of the hair. It should not bother you. Or maybe sholosh behemus. Anytime you take your haircut, at that time also, you have to bring three animals, three behemus. Like Rashi says, anytime you take your haircut, to the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, you have to bring these three korbanos. You have to bring korban olah, shlamim, like a nozir. Yeah, the Rashi says the three korbanos are, you have to bring a chatis, an olah, and a shlamim. So anytime you take your haircut, which means the hair grows too long, it bothers you, you're allowed to take a haircut, you have to bring the three behemoths, the three korbanos. The yimnitma mevi korban tuma. You have a lacha like a regular nozir, that if you become tuma, you touch your mace, you have to wait to become tahor, and then you have to start over again, and you bring a korban tuma. These are lachas by regular nozir, that's a nozir loilam. In other words, you have to be a nozir the rest of your life, you have the lachas not to touch your mace, just you have this one kula that you are allowed to take haircuts at different intervals whenever your hair gets too long. But nozer Shimshin, in some ways makab upon himself, to be a nozer like Shimshin was, hichbit saroi ain't a mekel. No matter how long and how heavy your hair gets, you're not allowed to cut it off. Like Shimshin was not allowed to cut off his hair no matter how long it grew. V'ye nitma, if a nozer like Shimshin would touch a mace, ain't a mevi korban tuma. He does not have to bring a korban tuma. But the Gemara will explain, Shimshin's Naziris did not have halacha that he wasn't allowed to touch a mace. Because Shimshin touched Mesim. So the Naziris of Shimshin is a different type of Naziris that you are allowed to touch Mesim. So therefore, if you only mekabel to be a nozer like Shimshin, if you touch a mace, you don't have to bring a korban tuma. The Gemara says like this now. Nozer Olam Man Bechashimei. Who's talking about a person that accepted upon himself to be a nozer the rest of his life? Like the Mishnah now says, what's the difference? So Gemara says, true, Chasuri Nechsura, something is missing. And really, Vachikatoni, this is what I should have said in the Mishnah. That Oim Harani Nozer Olam Hareza Nozer Olam. If somebody accepts upon himself to be a nozer for the rest of his life, there's such a Kabbalah that you have to remain a nozer the rest of your life. You're not allowed to drink any more wine the rest of your life. You can't touch mesim the rest of your life. Just as a kula, if you have your hair grows too long that it bothers you, then you're allowed to take a haircut, or at least cut off the heaviness of the hair. Now Mr. Goss explain, ma ben nozer oilam and nozer shimshin, what's the difference? Nozer oilam hich betzara make a batar. You have this heter that when your hair grows too long and it's too heavy on you, you're allowed to use a razor to cut it off. Or maybe shalosh behemus. And when you do this, any interval that you take a haircut, you have to bring halach l'moshe m'sinai these three kabonis, a chatas, a shlamim, and an oila. Right. The nitma, maybe korban tuma. If you touch your mace, you become tamei. You have the regular halach like a nozer tamei that has to bring a special korban tuma. But nozer Shimshin, somebody only accepts upon himself to be a nozer like Shimshin, hich bitzara ain't a mekel batar. No matter how long and heavy your hair grows, you have no right to cut it off. Shimshin was not